You're listening to SBS News.
Fighting has raged around Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant ever since it was taken over by Russian forces in March, weeks after Moscow ordered its troops to invade the country. Ukraine says Russia is to blame, but according to Igor Konashenkov, chief spokesman for the Russian Defence Ministry, the opposite is true.
Over the past 24 hours, six artillery shellings have been detected in the city of Negoda. 27 shells have been fired in the district of the settlement of Mahanets, situated on the opposite bank of the Kakhovsk Reservoir. As a result of shelling, power lines and the city have been left without electricity.
It's impossible to say exactly who is responsible for the chaos around the plant, but the latest blackout has prompted Ukraine to say it may have to shut down the last operating reactor supplying power to Zaporizhia, including the cooling systems for the plant's nuclear fuel. The plant's operator says it's not confident off-site power can be restored, which would make the plant fully reliant on emergency diesel generators. That's a scenario that has the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, very worried. He says he has increasing concerns about the safety of the plant and what it could mean if there's more damage.
A nuclear power plant can never be a pawn of war. Its fate must not be decided by military means. The consequences of such action are far too grave.
Elsewhere, Ukraine's military officials say Russia is still trying to take control of the country's east. Alexander Shudpin is the spokesman for the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine.
The enemy concentrated its efforts on establishing full control over the territory of Donetsk region, maintaining the temporarily captured districts of Kherson, part of Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, and Mykolaiv regions. Yanmar aerial vehicles constantly conduct aerial reconnaissance and continue to take measures to improve the logistical support of its troops.
But Ukraine is pushing back. The country has retaken more than 30 settlements in the northeastern Kharkiv region from Russian forces. Shtupin says that means teams are finding evidence that Russia is still targeting civilians. He says dozens of airstrikes have hit multiple settlements and that in the town of Velke Alexandrivka, Russia is using the local population as a human shield. A Ukrainian team has also recovered the bodies of two victims in the village of Rakovo, as well as abandoned Russian military vehicles and ammunition casings. As the fighting continues, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with leaders from Poland and Latvia to rally their support. They've talked about visa restrictions for Russian visitors, as well as financial support from the European Union. But Latvian President Egils Levits says he's already sold on the idea of ongoing and tougher sanctions for Moscow.
We don't see any reason for the lifting of the sanctions. On the contrary, we think that more responsible persons who have influenced the Russian leadership should be included in the list of sanctions. This is our position.
The European Union feels the same way, approving a plan to suspend a simplified visa regime agreement with Russia. The union has also agreed to allocate 5 billion euros in macro-financial assistance to Ukraine. In the United States, meanwhile, production has been ramped up to meet both local and international demand for weapons. Defence Undersecretary for Policy Sasha Baker says the new US defence attaché in Kyiv, Brigadier General Garrick Harmon, is providing insight into what capabilities the Ukrainian forces are using most.
We have defence attachés with most of our in most of our embassies around the world, and particularly I think it's important with partners and allies where we have this kind of close security cooperation ongoing. It provides us an additional level of eyes on the ground, of oversight, and an ability to get sort of real-time information about what the Ukrainians are seeing and experiencing and what they might need.
The visiting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it appears Ukraine's pushback is heading in the right direction, but the outcome is still far from assured.
What we're seeing is that the counteroffensive that Ukraine has put in place with strong assistance and backing from many other countries is now underway. It's early days, but it is demonstrably making real progress. It's focused in the south, around Kherson, in that area. But we're also seeing Ukraine not only hold the line in the Donbass and in the northeast, but, as you noted, make a significant advance, moving some 45 to 50 kilometers in one area past what had been the existing Russian line.
Blinken now says the six-month war is entering a crucial period. He's urging the conflict-torn country's Western backers to maintain their support in coming months and through the winter. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.